This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
But if we're going to get into labels, I don't think it was particularly progressive to vote against the Brady Bill five times. I don't think it was progressive to vote to give gun makers and sellers immunity. I don't think it was progressive to vote against Ted Kennedy's immigration reform.
I have been criticized because people think I'm a moderate. Well, I am a moderate. That's where this came from. Wasn't me paraphrasing her. It is what she said. And all that I said is nothing wrong with being a moderate. But you can't be a moderate. You can't be a progressive. Our campaign is a campaign of the people, by the people, and for the people. So, Rachel, yes. Secretary Clinton does represent the establishment.
Honestly, Senator Sanders is the only person who I think would characterize me, a woman running to be the first woman president, as exemplifying the establishment. And I've got to tell you that it's really quite amusing to me.
What being part of the establishment is in the last quarter having a super PAC that raised $15 million from Wall Street, that throughout one's life raised a whole lot of money from the drug companies and other special interests.
By innuendo, by insinuation, there is this attack that he is putting forth, which really comes down to, you know, anybody who ever took donations or speaking fees from any interest group has to be bought. I really don't think these kinds of attacks by insinuation are worthy of you. And enough is enough. If you've got something to say, say it directly, but you will not find that I ever changed a view or a vote because of any donation that I ever received. I think it's time to end the very artful smear that you and your campaign have been carrying out in recent weeks, and let's talk about the issues. And I think the best evidence that the Wall Street people at least know where I stand and where I have always stood is because they are trying to beat me in this primary.
Madam Secretary, it is not one street. Wall Street is an entity of unbelievable economic and political power. That's the fact. And I want to say something, and it may sound harsh, not to you, but to the American people in this sense. In my view, the business model of Wall Street is fraud. It's fraud.
This was a disaster for our country, and we can never let that happen again. Right. We have no disagreement about this. But I think it's a broader target list than just Wall Street.
I'll tell you, AP had a quick response about what the secretary was talking about in terms of Wall Street. Wall Street is not the anti-Clinton monolith, she implied. People in the securities investment industry gave more than $17 million last year. This according to AP. The Super Political Action Committee supporting her presidential run nearly $3 million directly to her campaign. This is according to OpenSecrets.org, a campaign finance watchdog. Now, Wall Street is the top industry donating to her effort ahead of legal profession, nonprofit institutions, and others. Of course, she took some heat over Sanders, who attacked her on her Wall Street ties, which goes back decades. So I think it's rather interesting, you know.
Well,
so,
well, don't let facts get in the way of a good sound clip.
Well, I'm sorry. I messed things up, didn't I? Just let it go. Well, you know, at least there was a little bit of contention there, and I kind of like the one-on-one deal, you know. We get Martin O'Malley out of there and let them two bang it out and see who's more progressive or whatever they want to call it, or socialistic, you know, kind of deal. But the contrasts are still there. I got to hand it to Bernie Sanders. He's doing everything he can to be respectful. Maybe he's hoping, if nothing else, you know, with a cabinet position or, you know, whatever, he may be able to land and not totally blow himself up as far as the rest of the party would see him. But, you know, needless to say, we had to drag him out. A little heated conversation. Got a little heated there, so that was good. So a little preview of what may be coming up in the national debate. It's 4 minutes after the top of the hour, America. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. And if you want more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Super Bowl 50. It'll be in Southern California, actually Northern California, up in the Bay Area. And we've got two quarterbacks, two styles, one game. And we're now, as I say, in the midst of all the hype and excitement this weekend. End of Super Bowl 50, and a shift is underway, by the way, between old school quarterback Peyton Manning, as they would say, and the quarterback of the next generation, Cam Newton, is what some are looking at, which is a classic matchup and could be one for the ages. And with us to tell us more and to talk to us about it is Ranzel Kendrick. Ranzel is a former player and coach himself. And Ranzel got a lot of excitement for Super Bowl 50, right?
Oh, yeah, this is a historic Super Bowl.
Now, people have been saying this for quite a while in terms of the old versus the new. You've got Peyton Manning, his solid mechanics and understanding and strategy of the game. And then you have this burgeoning new type of quarterback who's been a running quarterback, which in years past, you know, when there have been running quarterbacks, they could hold up for a season or two. But eventually, as fast as these linemen are getting anymore, they catch up to them, and you know, it's almost impossible for them not to sustain injury. And this is why coaches like you get nuts when, you know, the quarterback gets out of the pocket of protection, huh?
Well, I got to coach kids in this way and play in the backfield with two quarterbacks and be a running quarterback myself, so I like it. I mean, they should use the sliding more, some of these quarterbacks, rather than taking on a big hit.
Right.
But I'm all for what's happening, and what's epic and cool about this Super Bowl is we've seen a kind of an advanced scramble version of a running quarterback. That's pretty much all we've really seen. It's advanced scrambling. It's a little mm-hmm. bit beyond scrambling. They're a running quarterback. But this guy's a true rusher. He averages nine carries, just under nine carries a game, and 4.5 yards per carry. And he picked up 686 yards this season, including the playoff games. That's a true rushing running quarterback. There has never been a quarterback in the Super Bowl that averaged nine rushing carries. And he's third since 2011 in rushing statistics behind only Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson rushing touchdown. He has 43 touchdowns rushing.
Yeah. And you look at Cam Newton, and he's no small boy, is he?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's another part of the model. I don't think that has to be the case. You could have shorter running quarterbacks, but yeah.
Well, yeah, because you have Russell Wilson up in Seattle that, you know, has been that that double threat as well. But Cam Newton definitely has taken it to a whole new level.
Absolutely. And finally, we're seeing the right athlete in the right playbook with the right coach. Where you have, in the past, what mainly we've seen is like players like Vince Young, just a very similar model, the right athlete in the wrong playbook with the wrong coach.
So exactly.
It's neat to see, yeah, it's neat to see Rivera, Riverboat Ron, as they're calling him now, you know, pushing the envelope.
Yes. No, it's there's no question. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now, Ransell, I don't know about you, but one thing I've noticed in these playoffs particularly, these guys are hitting harder than I ever remember. Or maybe it's just the sound coming through the television. Maybe they've improved it so much. But, man, I'm telling you, I'm bruised just walking away from watching the TV myself.
Faster, quicker, stronger, bigger. That's going to result in more impact. So I think you're right. And I think the game does have to continue to move towards safer decisions and safer rules. And I think one of the ones that the NFL will be facing is how can we reduce the worst impacts? You know,
yes.
Is there a way that they can come up with rules to address that? Because just addressing aggression does not address the impact.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially what I have a problem with is when a guy's over the middle and his instinct is to protect himself and he's got the ball and he lowers his head. Now, the defender just a second ago saw his head at a certain level. Now, all of a sudden, he comes down and now you've got helmet-to-helmet contact and it's the defender, I believe, that is wrongly penalized. Now, of course, this is because I'm seeing it through my own eyes, and my eyes happen to be attached to the heart that's attached to the team that just got penalized. Okay, so I will, I'll declare that up front. But help me understand that one.
That's one of those things about football where it can be so dangerous at any moment because of some. That's just one example of how many where you could hurt your neck or your head or really be disabled conceivably by a hit. So, addressing the impact and continuing to find ways to address the aggression and the impact and make the game safer is going to be critical in the future.
Well, I understand, the impact, and I understand, being mindful of it. But in any case like this, you're going to have incidental contacts that come up that are dangerous nonetheless, but they're incidental. They weren't necessarily, and I think it's a tough call, for the official. And at this point, obviously, they've been told, here's the basic outline, no questions asked. Helmet is going to be a speared type of situation, but what happens if the other guy who gets, he gets the advantage of the penalty, but yet it was his action that, that caused the helmet-to-helmet contact.
Yeah, I played, and I know how that can happen. And I don't know how you would, what do you do if it's like, call offsetting penalties?
I don't necessarily think it's an offsetting penalty. I just think it's a no call. But you have to, the official has to be able to be aware of it. And these guys are sharp. I mean, they're not knuckleheads. They have a sense. But what I'm sensing, though, especially like under this new rule, because they've been told, you take away that ability for them to be instinctual, for them to have a sense of the game. And they've been around these athletes. They see what's happening. And they know when something is incidental. And if it's incidental, it should be a no call, in my humble opinion. But, hey, I'm not on the field, and I'm not Roger Goodell dealing with all the potential lawsuits. And, of course, on the heels of that excellent movie from Will Smith on concussion, it's really bringing to mind just how important this issue is, doesn't it?
Yes. And in my book, I say it's a kid's game first. It is very important because this goes all the way back down to the youngest kids play, whose heads are a little bit bigger than their body, the way that they grow. So it's on a smaller neck. So, why are we letting them hit at all up to a certain age? So all those questions of safety, especially around the head and that concussion and your neck, needs to be looked at across the whole spectrum of the football game.
Exactly. Well, Super Bowl 50, the tale of two quarterbacks, old versus new, so to speak. And we're excited to see what's going to happen. What do you think's going to change about the game as a result of Super Bowl 50? I'm asking you to put on your prognosticator's hat a little bit here, because you see the trajectory. You see the shift that's happening in the NFL. But after watching these two stellar quarterbacks, what do you think's going to happen?
We saw what I think's going to happen in the NFC Championship, where you have two running quarterbacks competing against each other. I think that's where we're going. I think the defense is just so quicker. They're playing the game like it's never been played. Mm-hmm. You can't drop back to a single place that they know exactly where you're going to go 9 times out of 10, because they're too quick. And you know, if they figure that out and they know you do it, they're going to do what they do right now and just press the living hell out of them or hurt them.
Exactly. Well, he's a former football player, and Coach Renzel Kendrick has been with us. The future.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
B
We're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It is Super Bowl Sunday and lots of excitement. And, you know, many of us think in terms of the Super Bowl as just a fun time to get together, you know, taste the new dip recipes that people are bringing. And it's just a fun time. But the downside of Super Bowl is human trafficking. And here to talk to us is Nita Bells, and Nita's the managing director of the nonprofit In Our Backyard and the regional director for Central Oregonians Against Trafficking Humans, as or known as OATH. She's a former associate pastor, holds a master's degree in theology with a concentration on women's concerns. Nita, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, but, you know, I am like you. I big events like this concerns me when we start considering the downside. You know, it's easy to get lost in the fun part of it, but, you know, your organization deals with the part that, you know, we don't like about our humanity, and we can get debased and get involved in things that are just, they're just not right at any level. And human trafficking, a growing issue, and one that kind of stays in the shadows, but it was brought to light here recently when Denver Broncos safety Ryan Murphy was questioned in a prostitution sting operation late Tuesday this week on a possible human trafficking issue here. And I mean, this is a football player for the Denver Broncos who's not going to be part of Super Bowl 50 as a result.
Right. As well, he should not be part of it. I agree with the coach's decision to send him home.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. let's talk about human trafficking. I mean, you know, again, most people think about scalping tickets and that sort of thing. But, you know, when you have that kind of money going out there, tickets, $800, $1,200 per ticket, there's a lot of money flying around. But with all this comes, you know, the aspect of human trafficking. Break it down for our audience so they understand what's happening.
Well, Bill, I think you hit the nail on the head. What happens is anytime there's a large gathering of primarily male attendees, and there are females here, but primarily male attendees, with excess cash, a party atmosphere, the attitude boys will be boys, and what happens at Super Bowl stays at Super Bowl, then you have the perfect storm for human trafficking. And what the traffickers see that opportunity as an opportunity to make money. And make no mistake, it's the traffickers, sometimes known as pimps, but we try not to use that word because our society has given that word a positive connotation, and there's really nothing positive about taking somebody and making them do the most disgusting thing in the world to so that they can earn money. Not even the person that is required to do it doesn't even get the money. It goes back to the trafficker. So that's what happens. It's a place where the traffickers see to make money, and they capitalize on it.
It's a windfall profit opportunity for them, right? I mean, we're talking
exactly. Hundreds
of thousands of dollars. I mean, dare we say millions that could be transported over this weekend?
Yeah, I think that Super Bowl has been dubbed by some the biggest human trafficking event in the world, but I don't necessarily see that. This is the seventh time I've done anti-human trafficking efforts around Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of two sides to this argument. One says there's no increase. We need to pay attention to what's happening in our world every day. And, excuse me. And the other says there's it's the biggest human trafficking event, and there's tens of thousands of people coming in. But I fall somewhere in between the middle of that. I've been to seven Super Bowls. I've never seen tens of thousands coming in, and not even 10,000. Mm. There are people brought in, and we see in the advertisements for sex online the evidence of that. But as far as tens of thousands, there just aren't. And the but there is absolutely an increase. There are very young people brought in, and certainly there is an underbelly to any large event like that.
Well, I got to imagine, Nita, that it also becomes kind of a recruiting opportunity when, even though you're bringing outside, you know, people being trafficked because they probably bring in their regular group like some sort of carnival. But all of a sudden, I mean, they're there, all this money, this kind of thing. There's some local girls, people that can be caught in the net and brought into the fold. So this is kind of an HR, as we might say, in a perverted sort of way,
yeah.
An HR opportunity for the traffickers to, you know, check out some new girls and maybe bring them into the fold for the next event.
That is entirely true. We've seen that multiple times over Super Bowl where you've got young girls going down to party at Super Bowl Central and they are getting drunk. The traffickers see that. They seize that upon that as an opportunity to recruit new victims.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we've seen that many times. In fact, a couple of years ago, we saw two young girls, they were 19, that were partying downtown in New Orleans. And they were from a Christian university, had gotten fake ID, went down to party. They were drunken skunks. Mm. And they were on a street that was relatively safe, but one street down, there was a lot of sex trafficking going on. These girls were young, cute. They were drunk, their cell phones had died, and the traffickers spotted them, and they began circling them and then began moving in, and another young man saw it too and came up and stood by them, and then he would leave to go back to party himself, and we were able to put them in our car and take them home to their university, and they got a little lectures.
Did they even realize, though, Nita, did they realize later on when they sobered up just in what, you know, what kind of danger they were in? I mean, and that's the other thing, too, just in terms of the ages that we're talking about. I mean, these young girls, I mean, they're this is life altering, you know, this kind of experience.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them was very talkative, and as she began talking, she began crying because she said, at first I wasn't scared, and then I realized what was happening, and I didn't know what to do. And the other one was just very quiet, but it just can happen so quickly. In fact, the really moment that I'll never forget is when we put them let them off at their university, and we gave them a big hug, and I said to the gal who was talkative, you know, someone was praying for you tonight.
Amen. Right. Exactly.
And
without a doubt.
Yeah. And she said, she started crying, and she said, I know who it was.
Mm.
It was my grandma.
Yeah.
So the encouragement to your listeners, keep praying because it worked. And the encouragement to people, This is a fun time to go out and have fun, but remember, there's a lot of danger out there. The human traffickers, the only thing they ask of us is that we be quiet and pretend they do not traffic here in the United States. It's only overseas.
Exactly.
But that is the last thing we need to do. In fact, I'd encourage your listeners to tell three people what they heard this morning, and then go find some way to learn more. They can go on my website, inourbackyard.org. They can pick up one of my books, and I shamelessly promote that only because it will make a difference in your life. I dare you to read it and not want to make a difference in human trafficking. And I think most people are like I was when you realize what it is, how horrific it is, and that it's here, right here in the United States, in each of our backyards, then you can't sit still and not want to make a difference.
It's pretty scary stuff, without a doubt. Thank you so much, Nita Bellis, Managing Director of the nonprofit In Our Backyards. Go to her website, inourbackyard.org, for more information. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour.
Over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight. to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-813-8067. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-813-8067. That's 1-800-813-8067. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-813-8067.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready?
Ready?
All right. There is an open FBI investigation into this matter about how you may have handled classified material. Are you 100% confident that nothing is going to come of this FBI investigation?
I am 100% confident. This is a security review that was requested. It is being carried out. It will be resolved. But I have to add, if there's going to be a security review about me, there's going to have to be security reviews about a lot of other people, including Republican office holders, because we've got this absurd situation of retroactive classifications. Honest to goodness, this just beggars the imagination. So I have absolutely no concerns about it, but we've got to get to the bottom of what's really going on here, and I hope that will happen.
Well, Senator, how can you get to the bottom of it? If you don't want to be forthright about it, you want to continue to obfuscate. I don't know. Bless her heart. You know, she says the right things, and this is why, you know, 40% of America still wants to believe her, but yet more and more people are just saying, I just can't trust her. Well, can you wonder why? It's 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Patrick Fenar is with us right now. His book, Commoner Sense, Working Person's Guide to America. Patrick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Bill. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, no, always good to have you here. So there she is. I mean, you gotta give her credit. I mean, she's good. I mean, she's really good at twisting things up because she knows her audience. She knows most people are going to defend her. I mean, you know, she's the first, you know, potential and serious female candidate for president, and people are going to defend her at no matter what cost.
Well, we're down to that kind of special groups politics with her. Again, I've written an article or two about Hillary and Bill, and you know, we've been putting up with basically lying, thieving, and cheating for 40 years. So I'm not sure if the actual history of these two is going to be written for maybe another 40 years.
Right. Well, the thing is, I always say, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. And they've been consistent this way. But I like her gumption. I mean, she says, we got to get down to the bottom of this. This comes from the same woman that tells everybody, hey, it's about a video, and it's just a couple of guys walking around, you know, one night deciding to shoot up a consulate. So what does it matter anyway, right?
Well, when she compared Benghazi to the email scandal, she says this is just like Benghazi. Well, I agree with her. The incompetence, the lies, the secrecy, everything that constantly surrounds Hillary is it's pretty astounding in our system of government, let's put it that way.
Well, the thing is, you know, here's the option for America today. 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good. Good observation. Okay, what is it going to take for us to get on the right track? Well, the first thing is we need to be vigilant about the information that we're using in which to make choices. If we continue to use the information we've used in the past, which is a lot of, you know, manure, then we're going to get more of the same. But if we're really vigilant about doing the extra work to make sure that we're getting the facts and the truth of the matter, then we can get this country back on track. Because I don't think it's that complicated. But it's just that the web of lies and deceptions has been so well executed. And as you say, this has been going on for decades. We got a lot of stuff to, you know, get through in order to get down to, as she would say, the bottom of it.
Well, our information age, to your point, Bill, is a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
We have
all this information out there, all these ways to access new information, which I think, you know, is great from a lot of different standpoints. But if it's garbage in and garbage out, we're going to get the kind of reactions and exactly the result you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, I want to talk about your latest article here. We're not in Iowa anymore, Toto. You know, I added the Toto, but you just said we're not in Iowa anymore. We're now in New Hampshire, and you know, some of the fallout of Iowa. You know, and of course, you know, this rumor that supposedly Dr. Carson was checking out and not participating, you know, still is being reverberated.
Well, Ted Cruz said immediately before the election, "I will do anything to win Iowa." And I think that he probably proved that in a political sense. I don't know if anything illegal went on. I think that these arguments about how that the caucus was a private Democrat-Republican Party event, as far as the mailers that he sent out that were in question, I don't think that holds true because, you know, those kind of events, even though they're private, they're sanctioned by the state of Iowa. And it's not like it was held at some local a bar or a booth lodge or something like that. Once you're out into the public, just as if you drive on a highway or use the airwaves, as I'm sure you know, then you start to become subject to the laws that govern those activities.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing, too, just only going back to, and I digress for just a moment because we're talking the Republican side, but going back to the Democratic side and some of the things there, how do you win 6 coin tosses in a row? I mean, would the odds say that you might lose one?
I think that a true mathematician, statistician would probably come up with some numbers that would make your chances of winning a $400 million lottery look like a cinch compared to winning 6 coin tosses in a row.
I just, you know, I'm going, okay, I mean, either she's really lucky, Bernie Sanders is terribly unlucky. He needed to get out of the way just because he's just full of bad luck to lose 6 coin tosses in a row, I'm just saying.
Well, it just shows you how serious the Democrats are about what they're doing. They left it up to a coin flip instead of the voter. If that doesn't spell out the progressive era on film for the entire nation to see, I don't know what does.
Exactly. Well, you know, when I first heard coin toss, I thought, oh, okay, it was just a close, you know, it's just a close victory, you know, by the hair of her chinny chin chin kind of thing. And then when I heard again, I go, no, it was a coin toss. I go, you got, and then 6 in a row? Are you kidding me?
Well, Bill, you're caught up in the same web as you say that everybody else is, in the redefinition of words, phrases, and the meanings of language in general that the progressives constantly pursue. I thought exactly what you thought.
Well, to your point, you know, because this information age we live in, we're getting bombarded with information, but it's like you need a filter. You know, even Chris Christie said the other day, he says, you know, you need a translator between Washington, D.C. Beltway language and the rest of American language.
I think Christie probably has gained a little traction with that when he said, look at, you know, in a couple of debates, look, we have these two senators arguing with each other. That's what this is like in D.C. It's some big debate club. And the thing is, they're never talking about the people. They're always talking about themselves, their policies, or some kind of minutia contained within some kind of god-awful thousand-page bill that nobody understands or cares about. We're so far away from the basics that we just can't get out of our own way.
Right. Well, you say in your article that the race is now Donald Trump against the establishment donor class. But when you look at, you know, that divide, the outsiders are tearing it up, because I think there's still some question whether or not Marco Rubio, because Marco Rubio in not that many years ago was the outsider candidate. And maybe just because he seems to be, you know, closer to everybody else, he's now become part of the donor class. But, you know, you set him aside and you just look at, you look at Trump, you look at Carson, you look at Cruz. That's a lot of votes that's anti-establishment that has really, you know, established the foundation, you know, to the GOP, I think.
Well, the only people in my mind, anyhow, Bill, that I can lay, that I can define truly as outsiders, to label as outsiders, is Carly Fiorina, Carson, and Trump. After that, I have to say the other people are professional politicians. So them adopting an outsider label just to gain with people, I don't know if that's going to work or not.
Well, and you're right. And Carly Fiorina, of course, she's not going to be allowed on the stage, you know, coming up for this next debate, which I know many people are disappointed with. You know, I don't know. I think they're missing out on something with her, even though she may not be getting the traction. I think she's articulating things in such a way that she's representing a lot more people than she's given, you know, been given credit for. So I'm disappointed she's not going to be on the stage, and maybe you are as well, Patrick. Patrick Fenari, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you. It's 19 before the top of the hour, America. We've got more coming up.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's only fitting we hear a little angel music because we've got one of my favorite angels up with us now. It's Living Life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, National Radio Personality College Professor. Hey, don't you like that? That's what your dad used to tell me. He said you were his angel girl.
I know better. I know he didn't say that. I know. He
yeah, you did. Or of course,
every gray hair I've ever had in my head and worse.
Well, I know he was wondering about that the other night as he was looking for you. Here you are running out. What are you doing running out of gas? You know when the needle gets down there, you're supposed to like gas up. You know.
No, I'm innocent. I have to tell y'all what happened. And
okay.
I am notorious for letting the car run out of gas because.
But this time you're innocent.
60.
You sound like Hillary Clinton. This time I'm innocent. Okay. All
this
right.
time I'm innocent. But I need to be living in the 60s and 50s where you can just pull up, ding ding, self service. Then mm-hmm. I would be in good shape. But you can't find that anymore. But the other night I was headed home for about an hour and a half trip, and my husband said, because he knows me, mm-hmm. you have gas in the car. And I looked down. I said, honey, it says I can go 70 more miles. I've only got 40 to go. That gives me 30 extra miles to get home, get up tomorrow, go get gas. Well, I'm fine. I'm good.
Right.
70 miles is what it said.
Mm-hmm.
70 miles. Didn't say 30. Didn't say 40. It said 70.
Mm-hmm.
So I proceed on, and maybe 30 miles down the road, putter, 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 middle of the night, midnight, pitch black, not a street light, not a house light. It
oh,
was
my God.
So scary. I'm in the middle of nowhere. Not only that, it was like 35 degrees where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a coat. Mm-hmm. I had a ratty blanket in the back of the car. I had to crawl back there and get it. Call AAA. They were like, well, we don't really know how to locate you. So my husband goes, go to GPS
mm-hmm.
and put in your current location. And send me a screenshot, and I'll try to help you figure out where you are. I thought that was pretty smart.
Well, that was smart, yes.
Called AAA back. They said, well, it'll be about an hour and a half. Now, also at this point, my battery has gone kaput. Like, my heat's not working. I'm like, I can't sit here an hour and a half. Thank goodness my 85-year-old father, he was awake. Well, I woke him up, but he answered the phone. Normally, he wouldn't even answer. It was just God on my side. I'm like, Dad... He's like, what is it? And I said, Dad. And I knew he was going to start scolding me. I said, the car's broken down. He goes, you ran out of gas, dude. And I'm like, guilty as charged. But yes. I told him my 70 mile per hour, that didn't mean anything to him. Bless his heart. He had our six-year-old with him at the time. He gets her up. They bundle up in their coat. He goes and finds a five-gallon gas can out in the shed, goes and gets gas. Now, you guys, by now, it's 12:30, pushing 1 o'clock.
Oh, and you're what are you down to, 30 degrees now?
Oh, at least. I mean, I'm just wrapped up in this blanket shivering. And so I didn't want to have my hazards on because I don't want some crazy person to stop and go, hey, lay down, are you okay? You know, so I wanted to just kind of sit there and not be noticed.
Yeah,
so
the proprietor of the Bates Hotel would come by and pick you up or something.
Well, right? But I was thinking that. That's why you shouldn't see scary movies, because in moments like that, every one of them is replaying in your head. You're going,
yes.
And then the coyotes were going. The coyotes were hollering, and I started honking my horn, so they quit hollering. So it was weird because my heat wouldn't work, but my horn was working. Don't ask me. So I told Ed, I said, listen, when you get to a certain point where Robin felt like I probably was, based on the screenshot, I said, you need to let me know, and I'll put my hazards on. And I want y'all to know, bless his heart, he found me. We had to try to funnel that gas in the little, you know, gas.
With your hands, with his hands shivering and everything.
And we had gasoline all over our hands.
Oh wow!
And got home about 2 a.m. So yesterday I was dragging like a junkyard dog, but grateful.
Yes. Yes. So the lesson is
that when the gas tank says 100 miles, you go get gas.
Cut it in half. Yeah, just don't expect. You know, we can't put you in an airplane. You know that.
I'm not wild about flying anyway. Good.
We're going to keep you close to the ground, and even though nothing else works but your horn only, I think that could be a country song. What you just said that has a lick to it.
It could, and I've got friends that are country, you know, music people. Maybe I would say, hey, listen, this could be a good story.
Exactly. Well, speaking of fun weekends and everything, what's your favorite Super Bowl dessert, you know, your dip? I mean, everybody's got a special dip recipe for Super Bowl. Do you have a special, you know, dip for Super Bowl when you go in
now,
and visit
with
people?
Now, you guys realize this, and Bill, I think he's forgetting, I'm not the cook in the family. I would be, but my husband is passionate about it. He loves it. And let me tell you, his specialty is soup. So he's getting all these different crock pots together because he's going to do a myriad of different soups. And he'll maybe do a guacamole or something like that. Uh-huh. You know, he makes an awesome shrimp dip.
Really?
I mean, I wish he would even make it because I'll eat the whole entire thing in like one day. It's so addictive. I mean, the taste, it's got kind of a horseradish flavor. Uh-huh. So I would say that is my favorite, you know, dip that he makes. But Super Bowl, they come and they go. When I was in college, I was real into it. Like, I remember when the Chicago Bears went and Refrigerator Perry was playing. Like, that's a memory I have. Uh-huh. But then this year, I'm kind of interested because I'm wondering if this might be Peyton's last game. So I do have a little, you know, interest more than normal. And I am from Mississippi. And so we kind of claim all the Mannings as our own.
Right, exactly. As you should. There's nothing wrong.
Well, his mother was my sorority sister at Ole Miss. Now, she was older than me. We weren't the same age, but she was one of my sorority sisters. But they're just an awesome family. And, you know, he's probably, what, 40?
No, he's 38. I think 38.
Isn't he
38, Scott? Scott, is he 38? Well, Scott knows
he's Googling
things.
It right now.
Okay, well, yeah, I think he's 38.
38. Okay, then
39. 39. We're you know, in between 40, 38, 39. He's 39.
But he's a lot older, and you know, considering he has all those injuries, it's amazing that he's there. So I think a lot of people would be watching that normally wouldn't be watching. And I'm hearing the Super Bowl halftime is going to be family friendly. That's what I'm hearing with Coldplay. So we won't have to be worried and send your children out of the room this year.
Exactly. You know, malfunctions of any sort or anything like that, right? Gosh, I'm telling you.
I think there's been a couple of malfunctions, which is a little bit odd, isn't it? But
yes. Well, you know, hey, what things that people do for attention. Yes, you're right. But, you know, the thing is we've got the tale of two quarterbacks here between Cam Newton and Peyton Manning. And I'm like you. I think there's a lot of sentiment going around. In fact, we're going to play a little portion of a segment that we had talked about earlier in the week with this brain typing he's called the Brain Doctor. This guy's brilliant, and a lot of sports teams use him. I think he currently is heavily employed by the Boston Celtics, and he does this incredible, characterization. I got dogs barking. I don't know if you can hear them. All of a sudden, they're running around the neighborhood.
It's like my house, and it's not.
Well, they heard about the shrimp dip, man. They're all going crazy. Robin's going to have to bring some, so I'm quiet now.
Let me in.
Exactly. I know you're talking shrimp in there. I want shrimp, you know. Anyway, he does brain typing and looks at the body mechanics and can predict, how they'll perform. In fact, this guy was one that predicted that he told the San Diego Chargers years ago, if you remember, when Peyton Manning was coming into the league, he told him, he says, get Peyton Manning. And they says, no, we want Ryan Leaf because he's a California boy. He says, no, he's not going to be able to sustain it. Manning is the guy. And, of course, everybody knows the story after that. Chargers pick Ryan Leaf, no bueno. Peyton, of course, off to a stellar career and Hall of Famer. And, here it is. And I'm like you. I'm really excited to see what's happening. We've got the tail of two different quarterbacks. We got a running quarterback, in Cam Newton, and then you got Peyton Manning that, if given the protection, it could be fun for Denver Bronco fans. And, we know that they've got a heck of a defense, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, at this point in time, I think Peyton's not favored to win as far as all the experts go, right?
Oh yeah, I think they're, what are they down, Scott, by 3.5 points right now or something?
That's really close.
Yeah, I think they're, I don't know what the betting line is, but I know that the Panthers are heavily favored by most of the experts.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens. But this one expert, this brain typing expert, says if Denver with their defense puts some first quarter pressure on Cam Newton, then we could see some unraveling. So we'll see how that plays out, huh?
Well, I will be watching, so I'll have an opinion about it. Mm-hmm. And I am blonde and proud of it.
Stop. Hey, come on. But the thing is that's been really neat about Super Bowl is, women have really gotten into the event, as the years have gone by. And it's not just become, the man cave kind of event. Women have gotten just as involved as men.
Oh, we have huge parties. Like here, we have tons of people over. Our church is having a big party. I have friends having parties. It's a great time for people to get together and just enjoy fellowship and being American. Hey, we're proud of these boys because they've worked hard to get where they get. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm sad you were going to be with us for Super Bowl Sunday,
yeah.
And now we got to wait and see you later.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. And just tell, I know better than to ask you to save me any of the shrimp dip because it'll all be gone by then.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Maybe they'll make you a fresh batch. Maybe.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. You'll forgive me and make me a fresh batch of that and some guacamole. I'm a sucker for guacamole, so that. So I'll be over both those in a big time. No doubt about it. Not to mention the fact that I know that we're still on our mission to see if Elvis is still alive. Because 10% of America says he's still alive, and we were planning on going to Graceland to check it out, right?
So we're going to go at the end of the month.
Yes,
we'll
at the end of the month.
Along with us to see if we can find him at a diner.
Exactly. Well, like I told you, when I came into Memphis, people were saying that they saw his face on a piece of toast. So hey, we're on a mission. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Say goodnight, Lucy. It's time to wrap it up.
Good night, Lucy.
All right, we'll see you later.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.